We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 11th of December, 2010. A lot going on. This is going to be a cram-packed program, ladies and gentlemen. I want to start off the program, by the way, talking a little bit about this Walmart thing. We know now that the Department of Homeland Security has come out and announced that they are partnering with Walmart. Janet Napolitano is going to have her ugly mug at the checkout lane now. If you're going to Walmart, you're checking out groceries, Janet Napolitano is going to be lecturing the clientele there about if you see something, say something. If you see something suspicious among your other shoppers, make sure that you report them to the Department of Homeland Security. And if you need help, then ask the store manager. You know, they just put out a press release this past week. They're going to expand this program. Evidently, there's already some other areas, other, I think, subways or something like that. I remember reading about how they're already having the program in place in certain places regarding the transportation sector. All of this going on, by the way, while we're being frisked at the airport, groped. What's next? Cavity searches, ladies and gentlemen. The naked body scanners are there. We know that Michael Chertoff, former Department of Homeland Security Secretary, has monetary stakes. We have a video up on the website at governamerica.com about the Chertoff group and how he's cashing in on these naked body scanners. And all of this was built upon the faulty foundation of the Christmas Day underwear bomber. We had the Haskells on the show talking about the underwear bomber. They were on the flight. They saw a sharp-dressed man try to get Abdelmutallab on the flight. And he was. They were referred to the corner office. And then they saw. So, in other words, the whole thing was an operation. They've never pulled any airport security tape of that incident to investigate it, to find out whether or not the Haskells were telling the truth. You know, why? Because there's profit in the whole thing. The people at the highest echelons of power are trying to use all this stuff to take away your freedom. And the minions underneath that are implementing the programs are allowed to cash in while they're implementing the programs. So you have a multi-tiered, layered of system, you know, of the implementation. When we come back, I have information, ladies and gentlemen, after the break, of how the FBI is infiltrating mosques now and how they are orchestrating terrorism here in America. More of this stuff, and it all goes back to The Power of Nightmares, the documentary we played on the show about how they orchestrate everything and then they turn around and use it to take away your freedom. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Sturdy old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wick. The website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. I keep it open during the show. If you want to send me a message during the show, you're more than welcome to do so. And sometimes I actually check it during the show. I actually remember to flip over there and then find out what you're saying. So radio@governamerica.com. Before the break, I was talking about how the government, the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, is in the process right now of infiltrating mosques. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I told you folks before that, you know, and we played The Power of Nightmares, that BBC documentary. Now, all of which I want to reiterate, I don't agree with the whole thing. I think they mix some, like most of the mainstream media, they mix lies in with the truth. The third hour of that, which played twice, I understand, on the BBC, what is, I think, the most revealing, the most telling, and the most damning to the people in our government. Now, the producers of that documentary have tried repeatedly to get it shown in the United States, and they have been turned down in every major media outlet around. But I think it's important because they take it down and they break it down case by case, in case you didn't hear the show that we played it on, or in case you didn't investigate it for yourself. It's widely available on the Internet. I highly encourage you to check it out if you haven't seen it, because they take case by case of the FBI, the Bush administration, how they said, we thwarted terrorists here, we thwarted terrorists there, we've stopped them here, we've stopped them there. You know, they name off case after case in speeches, and they go and look at those cases, and they break it down what the government's case actually was, and when you actually take a look at the evidence, there really is no evidence. It really is all based upon circumstantial stuff, which it amounts to nothing. It amounts to conspiracy theory. You know, and the whole plan, the whole idea is to get everyone to think there's a witch behind every corner, there's a devil on every doorknob, there's a boogeyman in every closet, and hiding under your bed, and to make everybody afraid all the time, so that we allow the government into every aspect of our lives. And in the meantime, you have Janet Napolitano and the Department of Homeland Security forming partnerships with corporations to play propaganda videos at the checkout lanes to condition people, to propagandize people, to spy on each other, to report each other for anything that they say. Well, that looks a little suspicious. You better spy on, you know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're becoming Nazi Germany here in the United States all over again. That's what we're getting at here. The United States, it's the same Nazi Germany-type system all over again, right here. And now we see from the Washington Post, just this past, actually, it's December 5th, Dateline Irvine, California. Before the sun rose, the informant donned a white Islamic robe. A tiny camera was sewn into a button, and a microphone was buried in a device attached to his keys. Now, the headline of this piece, by the way, is Tension grows between California Muslims and FBI after informant infiltrates mosque. They say, they have a quote here, this is Farouk Al-Aziz, codename Oracle. He said into the keys as he sat in his parked car in this quiet community south of Los Angeles. It's November 13th, 4:30 a.m., and we're hot. The undercover FBI informant, a convicted forger named Craig Montiel, then drove off for 5 a.m. prayers at the Islamic Center of Irvine, where he says he spied on dozens of worshippers in a quest for potential terrorists. Since the 2001 terrorist attacks, the FBI has used informants successfully as one of many tactics to prevent another strike in the United States. And, of course, September 11, 2001, I don't have to tell most of you folks, unless you're a new listener, unless you've been hiding under a rock someplace, 9/11 was from beginning to end, was a total U.S. government operation. Total controlled they orchestrated that whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, from beginning to end. Anyway, they continue. They say the FBI's approach has come under fire from some Muslims. Criticism that surfaced again late last month after agents arrested an Oregon man, they said, tried to detonate a bomb at a Christmas tree lighting ceremony. FBI technicians had supplied the device. In the Irvine case, Montiel's mission as an informant backfired. Muslims, now listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, here is an agent provocateur. They sent this agent provocateur into this mosque, okay? He started talking jihad. Okay, Muslims were so alarmed by his talk of violent jihad that they obtained a restraining order against him. Now, I thought these Muslims were all radical Islamists. They're all jihadists. They're all orchestrating terrorism behind their back. They reported the guy. He had helped build a terrorism-related case, they say, against a mosque member, but that also collapsed. The Justice Department recently took the extraordinary step of dropping charges against the worshiper who Montiel had caught on tape agreeing to blow up buildings, law enforcement officials said. Prosecutors had portrayed the man as a dire threat. Now, they mentioned the Oregon Christmas tree lighting ceremony, and I got a news report about that as well. That also was an FBI operation, ladies and gentlemen, because they followed this guy for a long time, and one report that I read is that they offered him a lot of money to do this act of terrorism, and you know, so there's a lot of stuff in these reports that they don't even tell you. you know, like the FBI has been using informants successfully as one of the many tactics. Yeah, what have they been doing? They've been offering people money to go along with their plot, and then when they go along with the plot, they turn around and say, ha-ha, we gotcha. You're a terrorist. Guess what? You're on trial now, buddy. And the Muslims are being targeted. And I've said time and time and time again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muslims today, it's everybody else tomorrow. And the parallels between the United States today and Nazi Germany of yesteryear are just absolutely remarkable. We're seeing the same thing repeated right here in the United States. They say the FBI's approach to... All right, I'm going to skip down here. Montiel, this agent provocateur, who was, by the way, as the article said, was a convicted forger. They say he had helped build a terrorism-related case against a mosque member, but that also collapsed. The Justice Department took the steps of dropping the cases against the worshiper, who Montiel had caught on tape, agreeing to blow up buildings. What did he do to get him to agree to blow up buildings? See, that's what's not, you're not told. prosecutors had portrayed the man as a dire threat. Compounding the damage, Montiel has gone public. Okay, their agent provocateur now has rebelled against the FBI, and now he's telling their dirty little secrets. He's revealing secret FBI methods in charging that his handlers trained him to entrap Muslims as he infiltrated their mosques, homes, and businesses. He's now suing the FBI. Officials declined to comment on specific details of Montiel's tale, but confirmed that he was a paid FBI informant. Court records and interviews corroborate not only that Montiel worked for the FBI, he says he made $170,000 a year tax-free in 15 months, or $177,000 tax-free in 15 months, but he had provided vital information on a number of cases. Some Muslims in Southern California and nationally say the cascading revelations have seriously damaged their relationship with the FBI, a partnership that both sides agree is critical to preventing attacks and homegrown terrorism. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we have the faith-based and community initiatives here in the United States that was started by the Bush administration. Faith-based and community initiatives. What is that all about? Funding your pastor, funding your parishioner, funding your religious leaders. Now, when your church or your place of worship is addicted to federal money, any money that your place of worship is receiving from the federal government, they got to implement the federal programs. So in the coming days, as this police state, homeland security, Nazi-type system goes forward, is your clergy going to be telling on you? Is your clergy going to be spying on you? I mean, I think this is a question, oh, my pastor would never do that. Well, I wouldn't be so sure. Maybe your pastor won't, but your pastor won't be there all the time, forever, either. He won't live forever. We're sliding down a very slippery slope here in America, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing here, citing Montiel's actions and what they call a pattern of FBI surveillance, many leading national Muslim organizations have virtually suspended contact with the Bureau. Quote, the community feels betrayed, unquote, said Shaquille Saeed, executive director of the Islamic Shura Council of Southern California, an umbrella group of more than 75 mosques. He continued by saying they got a guy, a bona fide criminal, and obviously trained him and sent him to infiltrate mosques. And when things sour, they ditched him, and he got mad. It's like a soap opera. All right, I got to take the break. I got a lot more information other than this. We have the scumbags meeting in Cancun. Record low temperatures in Cancun, by the way. Record low. They haven't been this cold, apparently, in the last 100 years. Anyway, they're meeting down there to hammer out some kind of successor to the Kyoto Protocol. In the meantime, we have cap and trade right here in America, ladies and gentlemen. And we have had it for 5 years. Stay with us. We'll tell you more.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. By the way, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You know, I'm reminded of the Pentagon situation after September 11th. You know, just months after 9/11, it was admitted by the controlled media that Anwar al-Awlaki, which the media today continually blames, and I guess the Justice Department, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, CIA, all these alphabet soup government agencies are blaming Anwar al-Awlaki for all of this terrorism that he's orchestrated. They've connected him with I don't know how many incidents of terrorism around the world. The New York car bombing. I mean, the list is as long as your arm. And yet, we know from the media reports, it was admitted, and I could find the article if I had enough time. Point of the matter is, and I've talked about it on the past anyway, on the show. But the point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, he was dining with Pentagon brass just months after 9/11, and he was supposed to be blamed for 9/11. And they said, well, we just had bad vetting. You know, we were trying to reach out to the Muslim community, and it was just poor vetting. No, I'm sorry. You can only hide behind incompetence for so long until it gets really old and it doesn't have credibility anymore. I mean, this kind of just in-your-face orchestration of terrorism today, and we know with all the funding of the Taliban going on right now, we know that Karzai was installed as a puppet leader. He was reelected over there under a cloud of suspicion with regard to the elections. His opponent gave up out of frustration because he knew it wasn't going to be an honest election. Karzai's in there. He's a CIA asset. Near as I can tell, most of his administration is on the payroll of the CIA. We know his brother is, and we know his brother is a big drug lord over there. We played the audio from Geraldo Rivera on Fox News interviewing the troops, and they can't, you know, they're standing by while the poppy fields are flourishing over there. We have a United Nations 2007 report from the UN Office on Drugs. I forget exactly what the office is called, but the United Nations has its own drug arm. And they put out a report in 2007 talking about how Afghanistan, since the United States has been occupying that country, the poppy fields are flourishing. I mean, Afghanistan now, I think, I remember reading in that report, I think it was the same report, Afghanistan almost has a corner on the market now for poppy, for opium production. 93% of the world's opium demand is supplied by Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen, and this has happened since the United States has been occupying the country. So why is this all going on? Because we have a shadow government operating behind the scenes, orchestrating the affairs of mankind. And they're trying to do their best to take away your freedoms and move us toward a totalitarian system. And the orchestration of terrorism is central to that problem. From the Seattle Times, we see, was the FBI grooming the Portland suspect for terror? That's the headline. Was FBI grooming Portland suspect for terror? They say the FBI undercover operatives helped fund Mohammed Osman Mohammed, his would-be terrorism plot to detonate a car bomb during a Christmas tree lighting ceremony on Friday at a crowded public square in the heart of the city. Operatives helped him find components needed to create a bomb and schooled the 19-year-old Somali-born man in how to set off explosives. See, this guy, if he was left alone, wouldn't have done anything, more than likely. Okay, but the FBI found this guy, said, hey, buddy, and they took him by the hand and basically taught him how to do explosives. They supplied him with what he needed, the knowledge that he needed, and funded him. They say the sting operation enabled the FBI to amass a formidable amount of details about what a grand jury indictment Monday charged was Mohammed's attempt to use a car bomb as a weapon of mass destruction. But Mohammed's attorneys and some local Muslims are raising questions about whether the operatives who posed as co-conspirators played their role too well. Defense attorney Steve Sadie questioned whether the operatives were basically grooming, and that's the quote, basically grooming Mohammed to commit a terrorist attack. Quote, the information released by the government raises serious questions about the government manufacturing a crime. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? It raises serious questions about the government manufacturing a crime. That was the quote from Sadie and Stephen Wax, public defenders assigned to represent Mohammed. Mohammed, through his attorneys, pleaded not guilty on Monday. Law enforcement officials say that they gave Mohammed plenty of opportunities to opt out of the bomb plan and that he had committed to carrying out the crime at the time, place, and location of his choosing. I am confident that there is no entrapment here, said Attorney General Eric Holder. He said that on Monday, in Washington, D.C., there were a number of opportunities that the defendant in this matter was given to retreat, to take a different path. He chose at every step to continue. That's not the point, ladies and gentlemen. Even if that's true, the fact is they took this guy and led him to commit the crime. They led him down that road. I got to take the bottom of the hour break. Time's getting away from me. I'm going to get into this Cancun thing here shortly. Lots more to come. In the second hour, we're going to be visiting with Stephen Jacobson, Mind Control in America. Third hour, Bob Chapman is going to be joining us. Crampack program. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. I'm going to continue with this here in just a moment, and we'll take John in Tennessee in just a moment. And folks, if you'd like to call in, you can join in as well. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I also have information about how the North American Union is going forward right now. None of this has fallen by the wayside. We have the regional system in North America being built right now. We'll cover that in just a few minutes. In the meantime, getting back to this Seattle Times article about how the FBI took this terrorist, would-be terrorist, by the hand, basically funded him and educated him on the art of explosives to set off the bomb, and so that they could turn around and say, "We gotcha." You know, and why would they do this, ladies and gentlemen? Well, the reason why they're doing this is because when they're telling you that terrorism is a problem, when they're telling you that there's a threat here and there and everywhere, they have to have actual cases that they can point to and say, "See there, we told you it's a problem. See there." And so this is why we're seeing this kind of stuff going on right now, this entrapment, this trying to recruit. These people are trying to recruit terrorists. They're doing the same thing that they're accusing imams and whatever else of trying to do. They're trying to recruit terrorists. Exactly what they're doing. Anyway, the article says the handling of the case by the Justice Department and the FBI won praise from some in Portland, including Mayor Sam Adams, who as a city commissioner earlier in his career voted in favor of removing the city from the Joint Terrorism Task Force formed by the FBI and other law enforcement agencies. He said, I think this was a really smart response with the federal, state, and local law enforcement that resulted in preventing someone with what looks like a clear criminal intent to do harm with a weapon of mass destruction. End quote. Still, Imtiaz Khan, president of the Islamic Center of Portland, and Masjid Az-Sabar, a mosque where Muhammad worshipped, said several people at the mosque had questioned why law enforcement helped orchestrate such an elaborate plan for a terrorist attack. Quote, and this is Khan speaking, they're saying, why allow it to get to this public stunt? To put the community on edge? He told that to the New York Times. The case is the latest in a series of sting operations that have involved FBI undercover operatives or informants posing as terrorists to help make a case against would-be bombers. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. A lot more in that article, but I think we've made the point, ladies and gentlemen. And I ask the question once again. Without the involvement of the FBI, without the involvement of the CIA, without the involvement of all these government agencies, how much terrorism would really exist? I'm sure that there would be some people somewhere that would try to blow things up. We've always had nutcases that go off the deep end and try to do certain things to hurt people. We've always had that. But you're not going to have near the kind of problem that you have when you have little people doing black operations out there trying to recruit people, actually supplying money for it. It's insane. Let's go to the phone lines. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. John in Tennessee, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Darren. I'm glad you have coming out in the second hour program on mind control, because as you were reading this article, what went through my mind, Darren, yes, the FBI is searching out, I guess you could say. I think it goes much deeper than that. You know, one of my favorite quotes to understand what's going on was by Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, who wrote a book called Propaganda. And in that book, Darren, he says very clearly, and I'll quote him, it won't be exact, but it'll be very close. If we understand the motives and mindsets of the group mind, is it not possible for us to control the masses according to our will without their knowing about it? So what I would say to you and your listeners is that not only did they use this man, but I believe that if you had an opportunity, a chance to look back, they already knew who he was. He had been manipulated and trained, for lack of a better word, manipulated according to their will to be used in multifaceted area to show, yes, we're thwarting these evil terrorists, but also as an exercise to measure the success of their mind control training. Mm-hmm. And when I think we see that everywhere, Darren, that there's nothing that happens by accident. These people are not so smart that someone could pop up on their radar and in a matter of moments without planning, for quite a while, to be able to supply them with the needs, things that are necessary. Just the logistics of this shows that not only did the government, quote, thwart the terrorist act, but they set things in place, supplies, materials, opportunities, to fulfill their plan.
Yeah,
to expose the so-called right to make mm-hmm. it happen.
Yeah,
so who's
exactly.
the guilty party here?
There you
now,
go.
I told the man from Ethiopia today, and I told him, the United States is not what you believe it to be. He said, well, it's a good country. I said, well, to tell you the truth, you have more freedom in Ethiopia, and they have more freedom in Somalia than we. And I know that sounds strange to a lot of people, but it's true. at least in Somalia, if you want to grow up to be a pirate, there's nobody to stop you. But if you just want to grow up and be left alone in America, just leave me alone. You can't do it.
No.
So, I mean, where's the freedom?
Yeah, that's just it. You know, I'm reminded of Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the Christmas Day underwear bomber. He's another good example of what I think is probably a mind-controlled victim, John, because I remember talking to the Haskells on this show about and asking them specifically the question about what, you know, when you saw him light that bomb off, I mean, he blew up his crotch, okay? And when that happens, generally you see some kind of stress in the person's face, I would think. But Kurt Haskell said no. He says he was completely emotionless. Now,
well, I wish
how could he maintain that unless he was in some sort of mind-controlled trance or something?
Well, you've got your second hour coming on. I won't keep you, but I would ask that you would pull up the words to a song that you and I grew up with, Paul Simon's Sound of Silence, and just read the lyrics quickly over the air, and people will see what's going on. I mean, you know, how many times have we said, are you listening to me? Do you hear me? Yeah, I hear you. Well, you may hear me, but they're not listening. And that, to me, is an indication that something has happened to their cognitive ability in their head where they're going through the motions, but there's no thought. And that's not natural. That's either drug-induced or hypnotically induced or propagandized, desensitized, mesmerized, whatever you want to call it. So I appreciate it. I will be listening closely in the second hour.
All right. I appreciate it, John. Thanks for the call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to move on here because there's a lot of other things going on. I want to talk a little bit about this situation. You know, we have Europe on the state of collapse right now. The euro is just ready to collapse. They've had turmoil going on there for several months now, and that was supposed to be really the model for the world as far as this regional system, which is we're all supposed to be very happy about. They wanted to expand this to the United States. Back in 2005, there was a big uproar over the North American Union. The CFR put out a report called Building a North American Community, the report of the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America. That has come to the forefront once again, at least as far as I'm concerned, because now we have an official mainstream news publication, the Globe and Mail out of Canada, reporting. This is the headline, ladies and gentlemen. Canada negotiating perimeter security deal with U.S. December 10th. December 8th is when it was published. It was updated on December 10th. This is just yesterday. They say Stephen Harper's conservatives are negotiating a perimeter security agreement with the United States, a deal designed to ensure the vital trade flow between Canada and its largest trading partner is not choked off by the aggressive U.S. security bureaucracy. Quote, we intend to work together to defend and protect the land. Maritime, air, and cyberspace domains of both the United States and Canada, and to enhance the security of our integrated transportation and communication networks, unquote. That was the draft version of a declaration on a possible deal obtained by the Globe and Mail. Quote, we intend to pursue a perimeter approach to security, working together within, at, and away from the borders of our two countries, in a way that supports economic competitiveness, job creation, and prosperity. Yeah, that's really working, isn't it? And in a partnership to enhance our security and accelerate the legitimate flow of people and goods between our two countries. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? People. The legitimate flow of people and goods between our two countries. You see, all this nonsense about, we're really against illegal immigration. We're really doing our best to try to police our borders. Obama sent the troops to the border, and then you had the Mexico government put on its website, we trust the Obama administration is not going to use those troops to stop people from flowing across the border. There's a reason why. And this is the reason why. Because the borders are to be disappeared. The borders are to be gotten rid of. So they say, since the September 11, 2001 terrorism attacks in the United States, Canada has fought a constant battle to convince the Americans that bilateral commerce needs to be protected from the ever-expanding U.S. security clampdown that is clogging trade with new rules and procedures. Increasing border controls, for instance, in recent years, have forced companies to abandon just-in-time shipping and stockpile goods to reduce the risks of transaction delays in cross-border trade. It's not clear how close Canada and the United States are to signing a deal that would more closely intermesh Canadian and U.S. security bureaucracies. Did you hear that? Closely intermesh Canadian and U.S. security bureaucracies. What are we talking about here? Integration, ladies and gentlemen. Taking the pieces and putting them together to form the whole. This is how it all happens. Incrementally, gradually, they're taking the various pieces and merging the three countries of Canada, Mexico, and the United States together. They say the draft statement says the two countries intend to establish, quote, beyond the border working group, unquote, of officials to implement and oversee the agreement. In Canada, the Privy Council office would take the lead, while in the United States, it would be national security staff within the White House. But we intend for the BBWG to report the respective leaders within 120 days to their respective leaders within 120 days of the signing of this declaration, with a joint plan of action to realize the goals of this declaration. Now, flashback to 2005, ladies and gentlemen, the Building a North American Community report of the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America. Once again, this came out, I believe it was March of 2005, at least that's when they met. The report came out in 2005. I will read you directly from the report, from the CFR, Building a North American Community. They say, this report examines these and other changes that have taken place since NAFTA's inception, and makes recommendations to address the range of issues confronting North American policymakers today. Greater economic competition from outside North America, uneven development within North America, the growing demand for energy and threats to our borders. The task force offers a detailed and ambitious set of proposals that build on the recommendations adopted by the three governments at the Texas Summit of March of 2005. The task force's central recommendation, now listen to this, the task force's central recommendation is establishment by 2010 of a North American economic and security community, the boundaries of which would be defined by a common external tariff and an outer security perimeter. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Right from the horse's mouth, Globe and Mail in Canada is reporting that they're working on an agreement to establish an outer security perimeter between Canada and the United States. 2005, they laid out the blueprint in the CFR report, Building a North American Community, about how they wanted to establish an outer security perimeter. Later on in the report, if I can find it here, they say more than a decade ago, NAFTA took effect, liberalizing trade and investment, providing crucial protection for intellectual property, creating pioneering dispute resolution mechanisms, and establishing the first regional devices to safeguard labor and environmental standards. NAFTA helped unlock the region's economic potential. yeah, that's really working good, isn't it? Don't you guys feel the potential out there? Unemployment at almost 23%. A lot of great potential. Anyway, and it demonstrated, they say, the nations at different levels of development can prosper from the opportunities created by reciprocal trade arrangements. Since then, however, global commercial competition has grown more intense, and international terrorism has emerged as a serious regional and global danger. Deepening ties among the three countries of North America promise continued benefits for Canada, Mexico, and the United States. That said, the trajectory toward a more integrated and prosperous North America is neither inevitable nor irreversible. In March 2005, the leaders of Canada, Mexico, and the United States adopted a Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, SPP, establishing ministerial-level working groups to address key security and economic issues facing North America and setting a short deadline for reporting progress back to their government. President Bush described the significance of the SPP as putting forward a common commitment to markets and democracy, freedom and trade, and mutual prosperity and security. The policy framework articulated by the three leaders is a significant commitment that will benefit from the broad discussion and advice. All right, I'm up against the clock. I'm going to finish this up and briefly cover the Cancun summit that's going on right now. And I want to get into a little bit about what they're doing regionally as a building on this. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We're back. This is Govern America. I get this from Joy. She's listening this morning. She says, Hi, Darren. She says, I took a drive down Colorado yesterday and stopped in a little shop and got a conversation going with the owner. Auray, and I'm assuming I'm pronouncing that correctly. I apologize if I'm not. She says, it's very close to the San Juan Mountains. She told me that the shop owner told her that the military is going to be doing maneuvers over the mountains. Some are over 14,000 feet, because they resemble the mountains of Afghanistan. She says, I don't think there are any poppy fields growing there. Very disturbing. She isn't quite on my level of thinking and thinks Obama isn't that bad. Grrr. I gave her some DVDs on chemtrailing and told her to watch Conspiracy Theory last night. Anyway, so we're getting reports now of the military going into the mountains, doing their various operations. And so anyway, I thought I'd pass that along to you. Now, I'm going to leave the report of the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America, Building a North American Community report. I'm going to leave it where we left it before the break, in the interest of time. If you want to read that whole report, by the way, it's up on the website right now in the headlines under the heading of Daily Dialectic. You can go there at governamerica.com. It's there right along with the report from the Canadian Globe and Mail newspaper on how they're using in the negotiations, evidently, to establish this outer security perimeter. And why have an outer security perimeter, ladies and gentlemen? As you move away from internal borders, the focus is going to be on the outer security in terms of enforcing the borders. This is how regionalism operates. They target an area, lay down the overlying structure of the region, and gradually integrate different portions of the region until you finally have a system where everything is harmonized, and then the borders effectively disappear. And sometimes they just leave them in place just to make you think that there's really a border there. And this is what they're doing right now between the three countries. Anyway, moving along here. Global cooling is a big, big deal right now. We have reports that coming out of the UK. The Express in the UK says Britain is freezing to death. They're saying that old people now are riding buses all day just to stay warm. Other people are hanging out at the store because they don't have any place to go just to stay warm. We have from weather.com, I believe it's the Weather Channel, meteorologist Chris Dulce says cold blast kicks off the new week. This is dated December 7th. Another one from the Weather Channel. I think that's actually the same one. I apologize. We have this one from the Sun Sentinel. Fort Lauderdale breaks cold record for December 7th. We got this one from AccuWeather, dated December 7th. Weekend snow monster may bring a travel nightmare. NBC Miami, freeze frame. Temps expected to drop into the 30s. A lot of cold places in Florida and different places. And in Cancun. Daily Mail out of the UK says, what happened to the warmest year on record? The truth is that global warming has halted. And anyway, there's a publication called The Week. They say, the unusually chilly global warming summit. Cancun is hosting a UN conference on man-made climate change amid record cold temperatures. So they're saying, they're continuing this, beating this drum that, hey, things are heating up, things are heating up, things are heating up. And all the while, it's getting colder and colder and colder. Ladies and gentlemen, Orwell is alive and well today. Global cooling has become the new global warming. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. It's more Orwell 1984 stuff. We're living right before our eyes. Next hour of Govern America, we're going to be visiting with Stephen Jacobson. Stay with us.